USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's top diplomat warning the Taliban in Afghanistan. It must learn to behave. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying President Trump correctly broke off peace talks with that terrorist group after an attack last week that left an American dead.
We've been making progress. We've had a commitment from the Taliban that said that they would break with Al-Qaeda publicly and permanently. We had a commitment that said that they would reduce violence.
Meanwhile, a number of Republicans are bothered by the president's having planned on meeting those Taliban members at Camp David. The critics include Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who tweeted yesterday that Camp David is where America's leaders met to plan the response to Al-Qaeda after 9/11. She says no member of the Taliban should ever be allowed to set foot there. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
A key Republican U.S. senator wants President Trump to show his cards when it comes to what he'd approve when it comes to gun reform. Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri saying,
"We're not going to vote on bills on the Senate floor that the president's not willing to sign. The president needs to step up here and set some guidelines for what he would do."
Blunt was speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he will only call bills to the floor for a vote that he knows the president will sign. A Pennsylvania couple is facing charges for allegedly going on a spending spree after a bank mistake left six figures in their account. A teller at BB&T accidentally put $120,000 in Robert and Tiffany Williams' bank account back in May. Rather than notify the bank about the mistake, police say the couple spent most of the money in just a matter of weeks. Remember to find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Purdue Pharma is now expected to file for bankruptcy. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Two state attorneys general saying over the weekend that the big drug company is expected to file for bankruptcy protection now that settlement talks over its role in the nation's opioid crisis have hit a snag. Purdue and its owners have reportedly offered to settle about 2,000 lawsuits for $10 to $12 billion. The attorneys general of Tennessee and North Carolina, though, say the talks have stalled on how to distribute the money. In an email to 17 other states that are also suing, the AG said negotiations are at an impasse, and Purdue is now expected to file for bankruptcy imminently. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Just like every fall, the price of gas is dropping. USA Radio Network's John Clemens gives us a closer look.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us it's been 8 straight weeks of declining prices at the pump.
Average gas prices in the last week fell just a penny per gallon, with the national average falling to $2.56, its 8th consecutive weekly decline.
DeHaan tells us the price of gasoline is now down 29 cents from last year at this time.
Average gas prices now stand 11 cents lower than 1 month ago and 29 cents lower than last year.
I'm John Clemens.
Listen to us anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.